Okay, before I begin, I just want to explain what we are about to do. So I'm going to now lead you in a time of praying for particular areas of healing. Those of you who were here yesterday know exactly what I'm about to do. So basically today we're going to do the same thing as we did yesterday, except now it's in English. So there are five areas of healing that we are going to be praying into. So I'll be leading you to pray and to ask for healing in the different areas of our life, healing in our body, healing of our minds, healing of our emotions, our relationship, healing of our souls, and healing of the world. And after the end of each of the sessions, we're going to be praying a decade of the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And when we're finished with that, I'll be going up and going to be bringing Jesus, and we'll be coming down to visit you. So there will be a special time for you to know that Jesus is coming by and coming close to you. And it's time for you to reach out with all the needs, all the wounds, all the places of hurts that you have in your life and offer them, pass them over to Jesus, and receive his healing in return. And then after that, we're going to have solemn benediction, and that will be the end of today's session, and it will be also the end of my retreat here with you. It's up to you. You know, you want to sit down, you can sit down too instead of kneeling, because it's going to be a while. So, Lord Jesus, we come before you in humility, in need, and also in gratitude to know that you are the Eucharistic Lord, and you make no difference between your children. You love them all. You love us all, each one of us. And you know the depth of our being much better than we do. So we come before you asking you to let that reality, your presence deep within our soul, to shine forth. And let your healing shower down upon us. And we want to begin in this place together as your family to ask for your healing upon our bodies. We come here, many of us may be carrying many bodily illnesses, sicknesses, handicaps, brokenness, many pains, sufferings, and difficulties. We begin especially with those who have handicaps, including myself, with my loss of sight, but also many others who may have difficulty of mobility, have also lost sight or hearing, or ability to be able to do any work with the body, that the body's aches and pains are preventing them to be able to function in a capacity to serve you and others. And there is no cure, medical cures. We ask you to free us. Also bring to you those who have chronic and terminal illnesses. If there be anyone here who have cancer or any muscular atrophies, any degenerative diseases, serious illnesses like MS, ARS, any serious problems with the spines, with their muscles, with their nerves, with their heart, with the blood, with the brain, any tumors, any irregularities, any signs of dementia, Alzheimer, memory loss, any serious problems with respiration, or with the internal organs, the kidneys, livers, stomach or pancreas. Those of us who may be fighting flus or colds, or many, many different other sicknesses that we may be carrying, or degeneration of the body, that we cannot endure any serious work, or the things that hurts and pains and sufferings, especially those things that we find incapacitate us from being to work for you, Lord, or be able to find freedom in serving. And so often we find ourselves in an inability in our body bring us to a place of sadness and frustration and darkness and anxiety. Lord, we ask you to free us. Free us to be able to know that we do not belong to this sickness and illness, that we do not need to be in communion with them. Lord, help us to know that we could overcome this by still serving you with joy. But first, we ask you to free us from this sickness as a newness. If it glorifies you, Lord, come. Come as you did in so many ways. You have freed the sickness and illnesses of so many when you were with us during your earthly ministry. You opened the eyes of the blind. You opened the ears and the mouth of those who are deaf and mute. You restore those who are crippled, and you even raise the dead and cleanse the lepers. Lord, come. Come, Lord. We come with faith. We know you have the power. Lord, it is your desire for us, however, to carry on this sickness. Let us not fall into the darkness of these evils, which is not from you. Let us use them instead to offer sacrifices pleasing to you and not be in communion with these sicknesses. Lord, in your name we ask you, fall down upon us your grace, the grace of the Holy Spirit. If there's one brother, one sister you desperately need that relief from their bodily sickness, their bodily restrictions, their bodily limitation, Lord, free that brother, the sister, today, right now. In your name. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Lord Jesus, in your name, heal our bodies. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, the second area we come before you seeking your healing is in the area of our intellect, especially the faculty of our intelligence, and also the faculty of our memory. Lord, you gave us these powers, this really beautiful, wonderful ability, so that we can use our intelligence to unlock your secret, your beauty in the creation that you have made, and also in the people that you have given us in our lives. And also you gave us memory to remember your mercy. But so often we find that our intellect has not been used for your purposes, and our memory are filled with stuff that are contrary to your love, that are against, rebellious against you. And so we come before you knowing that so many of these things that we have already espoused in the past are not up to us. It's not something that we can voluntarily erase. We need you to cleanse our memory. We need you to cleanse our mind, our imagination. I want to begin, first of all, Lord, to ask you to cleanse our memory. To cleanse our memory. Beginning with especially memory of the sins of others, and also the memory of our own sins, our shame in the past. Well, sometimes we have forgiven somebody or somebody many, many times, and yet the memory of what they have done to us or to our loved ones often triggered us back to that place of anger and vengeance and hatred. We find ourselves wanting to go back to that darkness and sinfulness. And the memory of our own sins in the past lead us back to a place of shame, of self-condemnation, of self-unforgiveness. Lord, we ask you to help us, because we can't just choose to erase these memories. Help us to know and show us that your mercy is far greater than these sins of others and the sins of ours. That the sins that we have especially cause us to confession, especially those sins that we have not forgiven others and the sins we haven't seek for forgiveness from you. Lord, help us to be a person of reconciliation, a person that seeks to be always forgiving and seek your forgiveness, that your mercy, once have forgiven us, these memories belong to the ocean, the unfathomable ocean of your mercy, that your mercy is far greater than the most sinful act. Lord, also remind us that maybe when these memories come back to haunt us, it is your way to remind us that we need to pray for these people who have wronged us before, and also pray for those that we have wronged before, and also teach us to forgive ourselves, to accept that we are forgiven sinners, to accept that your mercy is sufficient, it's more than sufficient. Lord Jesus, come and cleanse, transform, immerse these memories into the depth of your mercy. Lord, also cleanse us and heal us in a way that we have deliberately filled our memory with the evils that we have viewed, that we have thought, that we have read, that we have entertained, that we have imagined. Ways that we have imagined and how to hurt others, how to use others, simple pictures, videos, literature that we used to gratify ourselves or used to entertain harmful ideas, nurture evil thoughts. Lord, we surrender them all to you. And most of all, the desire to want to go back to them. We crucify them onto the cross. Lord, heal us. Lord, we also ask you to heal our use of our intellect. Instead of using our intellects to admire, to know and to celebrate the beauty of creation, to unlock the secrets and the science of the things you have made for us, and to use this knowledge to help others. So often we find ourselves entertaining harmful ideas, using our faculty of our wisdom, our human wisdom, to rationalize our actions, to manipulate others, to take advantage of others, to use our thoughts, our wisdom, our intellect to harm others, to belittle others, to be competitive in a way that is not charitable, to lie, to steal, to find the loopholes in the law. Lord, we detest all this because they are not your will. They're not pleasing to you. Change our values. Change our focus. And so often we don't find enough time. We don't want to find enough time to look at what is beautiful, what is good, what is pleasing to you. We find ourselves instead spending too much time on idle curiosities, wasting too much time on the internet, wasting too much time on useless information, and neglecting your teachings, neglecting your Bible, neglecting your word, neglecting those things that are healthy. Lord, change our path. Heal us. Heal us. Convert us. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Jesus, in your holy name, cleanse and heal our mind and our memory. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus, also in your holy name, we renounce all the desires, all the thoughts, all the ways that we have engaged in those sinful imagination and ideas. Amen.
Amen.
Third area, Lord, we come before you is the healing of our emotions and relationships. Lord, you create us to be relational being because you create us out of love, and it's only that sacrificial, self-giving and embracing love, but freely open to the other, that can truly release us, can truly free us, and that can truly satisfy us. And so in the earliest days of our life, we were made to rejoice in being loved and in loving others. And so often in the way we are brought up and also in our reaction to that, We have not been engaging in your way of love. And so we were left with many wounds and hurts. And so often we are so afraid, so doubtful in allowing ourselves to be open to the risk of love. Lord, we beg you, we plead before you to heal the many broken ways of our relationship, the many broken ways of our heart. I want to begin by, first of all, asking you to shed your light upon the earliest days of our life. Some of us probably have forgotten many parts of that memory, and so formative in those years. Our family, our parents, our guardians, those elders in our homes. We ask you, Lord, to also free them, to also bless them, to forgive them. We lift up to you our parents in the ways that they didn't know how to love or didn't show their love in the way that we needed when we were young, especially. For the times that they may have not understood us, that they have not been there when we needed them, that they have not protected us when we needed their protection. For the time that we needed them to reach out to us, to be understanding to us, and they have failed to. We pray especially for the parents that are silent, that have been not expressing their love for us, that have not been affirming us, that have not been approving us, that we don't know if we are loved. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they were doing. We come here to ask you also bless our parents in the needs for healing in those ways that they may have anything selfishness, injustice, laziness, and often neglected us, or may have accused us, or unjustly judged between our siblings. Maybe it's the way they say certain things that make us feel that we cannot be loved unless we perform, unless we please them in a particular way, which is not true. Lord, we release us from these wounds, release ourselves and release them from these hurts. We pray for parents who may have entered into arguments with one another, or even violence and abuses to one another. Lord, forgive them. Even those that ended up in separation and divorce, that may have deeply wounded our security and our trust in love, in forgiveness. And yes, Lord, I ask you to forgive those parents that may have entertained thoughts or actually taken action in not desiring us. May have thought of abortion, or saying words to the effect that I didn't want you. They have left us a deep mark of an insecurity, that somehow we are worthless, we are orphaned, we are nothing. Lord, we renounce these lies. Lord, we cut ties with these lies. They're not true. Lord, also forgive parents if they have committed any abuse against us. Verbal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, or even worse. Lord, forgive them. Lord, bring us healing. If there's one brother, one sister here who have endured that, who have been frightened by that, who have been broken by that, Lord, bring your healing upon that person. Lord, also bring healing upon our sibling relationship. We don't get to choose our siblings, but often our siblings are not the best of friends. In so many ways, we may have been wounded in being able to trust in intimacy because we don't live in a family among people who care for one another, among people who try to understand and look out for one another. Especially when we are being betrayed or being used or being violated or taken advantage of by our closest of ties, our siblings, our relatives. Things, ways that we have been cheated, been stolen. There are so many ways because of that too we also entertain or engage in the same evil acts, believing that we could do these things, that we need to do these things. They become a pattern that we trust in, that we need to protect ourselves. At the end, we are all by ourselves. Lord, heal us and free us from that. Outside of our home, with our friends, there may be also deep wounds, Lord. Especially when we are being rejected, being bullied, being ridiculed, being pushed around, being used, being lied to, being robbed, being betrayed. It could be so ugly that the friends that we made over the years are broken. Lord, we ask you to heal that anger, to heal that shame, to heal that brokenness. And the times that we have retaliated, we have adopted the same thing, we became bully ourselves, we became violent to others, we became selfish to others. Lord, unroot these strongholds. Unroot them. We renounce them. In our more intimate relationships, especially in the years of dating, there could have been some deep wounds too, of rejection, of letting down, of being used, being manipulated, or in being reduced as a tool, as a utility, not being treasured as a person. Again, in the same way that we may have did the same thing to others. Lord, we come before you asking for your mercy and freedom. Heal us, Lord. In our workplaces, in the times that we need to be responsible for our finances, so much burden is put on our shoulders. Sometimes we felt like we are being dehumanized, being treated as a money-making machine, a lifeless autonomous robot. We're not being treated as a person. We're being put in environments of a lot of stress, a lot of injustice, a lot of oppression, a lot of backstabbing. We have to wear many masks. Sometimes we find ourselves hate our job and we can't get out. And then there's also the fear of losing job, or we'll be struggling with unemployment. And it brings us to a place of depression and deep, deep, deep anger and shame and insecurity. And often make us feel like we are useless. Again, these are lies from the enemy. And Lord, we know so often this burden, this anger, these fears turn into wrath when we come home, when we come among those innocent ones that we're supposed to love, that we unleash on them. We allow our emotions to be used in a way to harm others, to abuse others. Lord, heal us. Lord, call us to you. Do not let us to carry all these negative emotions around without first going to you. Guide our hearts to you with our burdens. You alone can handle that. So we come to you, Lord Jesus, right now. Take our burdens. Be with us in the depth of our woundedness. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins,
and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Lord Jesus, in your holy name, heal our emotions and heal our relations. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, in your holy name, forgive those, relieve those who have wounded us before. Amen.
Amen.
The fourth area, Lord, we come before you is a healing of our souls. Here, especially the wounds we left because of our sins. And we begin by asking your power to reach out to that one brother, one sister who may have a deliberately committed sin, a pattern of sin that he is or she is denying. Lord, break that power, the stronghold of denial. Break that power of denial that comes straight from hell to say that it is not a sin. It's not a stronghold. It's not a shackle, not a chain. Its only purpose is to destroy and to rob and to steal and to tear down. Lord, in your holy name, I command that chain to be broken right now. That lie, that denial that was contrary to your law is not a sin. That is freely committed. Lord, break that now. We want to seek to be close to you. We will seek to conform to your will, Lord. Lord Jesus, also heal, especially those serious sins that some of us may be struggling. Sometimes, not with our whole hearts, but often we struggle and struggle and find ourselves falling back into the same pattern of sin again and again and again. And it's very frustrating, it's very disheartening, it's very despairing. Lord, how long? How long will you delay? Free us, Lord, from these chains that we detest. That we know is not pleasing to you, and yet in our brokenness and weakness we cannot overcome. Often, Lord, do not allow us to despair. If we need to struggle a little longer, if not today, well, make it tomorrow, Lord. Make it quick. But meanwhile, do not allow us to despair. Help us, Lord, to know that even in our struggle of sin, even in the midst of our repeated offenses, and the desire to keep going back to confession, to keep coming back to you, to keep calling out to you is pleasing to you. It's meritorious. Lord, do not allow us to be far from you in our desire. Even we may have committed the same evils again, yet again. Let us have the courage. Let us know your desire to run to you. Lord, also heal those of us who were not committed serious sins, but then getting lukewarm, getting lazy, thinking that it's okay to have some venial sins and not making as much of an effort to cling close to you. Lord, help our brothers and sisters who may think that they're in a good place, that they're okay, that they don't need to be holy. They do not need to make a big effort. It's easy to turn a big sinner around. It's much harder to turn someone who is committing only venial sins to be a saint. Because in our pride, we think we're okay. We think of ourselves. But help me to turn our gaze to you. not on how okay we are. Turn to you to seek your will, to ask you to guide us, to want to do more of your will. Would also give us wisdom to know those occasions of temptations in our life. Those particular areas that they are distinct to each one of us, that we know that if we enter that space, it's more likely that we are going to sin. Do not allow us to entertain curiosity in those dangerous places. Either it be a location, either it be a relationship, either it be a particular mode of a mood of our emotions, a mood of emotions that we carry, that we know that every time we're in that space, we will fall. Help us to be smart in running directly to you, not to entertain any curiosity. Maybe this time will be different. Maybe it's okay. Maybe I'm getting stronger. Those are all words from the enemy. Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Lord Jesus, in your holy name, heal our souls. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, in your holy name, we renounce all those desires, all those habits, all those patterns of life that we use to cling to gratify ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
In the fifth area, Lord Jesus, we come before you to ask you to put on your mercy, your ocean of mercy that you promised to St. Faustina for the healing of the world. Lord, we come before you united here and also with the whole church to beg you to put on your mercy upon so many sinful things that we see in the world, so much suffering that we see today in the world, so much unforgiveness and hatred that we see in the world, so much violence and meaningless murders and slaughter that we see today in the world. So much indifference. Lord, put on your mercy. When is it going to end, Lord? So much injustice today. So many people are committing sins that are against your teaching, against your truth. And it's all meaningless, Lord. And this suffering in the world, this injustice we see in the world is a scandal to the world. There are so many souls who find it difficult to believe the existence, your existence, because your seeming absence in the world. And you beg you, Lord, to manifest yourself, to manifest your power of healing in the world today. We beg you, as so many saints did in front of your altar, Lord, release a new current of grace, a new current of conversion, a new river of transformation to the world today to flow into those places that are most hurting, where evil seems to be dominating, where there's so much persecution, so much darkness. We also ask you, Lord, to also teach us to know what to do in the face of suffering. Help us to know your presence in the sufferings that we witness in our loved ones. in the innocent, in the unjustly treated. So often we find ourselves broken, our hearts torn open, our minds shocked, and often led us to a place of doubt, of uncertainty, of questioning, of helplessness. Lord, teach us to know that you are still here. You are in the midst of so much suffering. Jesus, when you came, you did not take away the sufferings of the world. You suffered our sufferings. You shared our passion. You make it into your passion that turn our suffering and death into the path to resurrection. Lord, teach us to stand with Mary at the foot of the cross, not in despair, but to know that we can offer our suffering as reparation, as willingly embraced sacrifices, to offer with Mary, with Jesus on the cross, to offer as token to win the salvation of sinners. Help us to be hope for the hopeless. Help us to be sorrowful with the sorrowing. Help us to be mournful with the mourning. Help us to be sad with the sad. Help us to dignify those that are being treated with indignity. Help us to stand with those who cannot stand. Help us to be you, your extension, to share, to be with those who are in a place of pain, darkness, suffering, always holding on to your merciful hand. Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God,
Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Jesus,
King of Mercy, I trust in you. Jesus, King of Mercy, I trust in you. Jesus, King of Mercy, I trust in you.
So at this moment, I'm going to take the monstrance with me and going to visit you. So time for you to kneel down and to offer to Jesus all places in your heart, in your life, in your relations, that you want to have that particular grace to flow in, to heal.
Thank you.
sacramento. Veneramos te et antiquum documento nova ceta ritui preste fides supplemento sensum defectu hi genitori genitoque nos jubilatio salus honor virtus quoque sire benedicio procedenti aut loque comparsit laudatio. Amen.
You have given them bread from heaven.
The bread which is full of our goodness.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you gave us the Eucharist as a memorial of your suffering and death. May our worship of the sacraments of your body and blood help us to experience the salvation you won for us and the peace of the kingdom where you live with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Blessed be God, blessed be His holy name, blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus, blessed be His most sacred heart, blessed be His most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious Assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God in His angels and His saints. Amen.